A project to document the lives of LGBTQ people in Western North Carolina is expanding. The LGBTQ Oral History Archive was founded at UNC Asheville in 2019 in partnership with the Blue Ridge Pride Center. Now the project is expanding to Western Carolina University, says Travis Roundtree.
I think it's really important to demonstrate that there is indeed a queer history here and has been for a long time.
He's an assistant professor of English. For Roundtree, this project is about making the queer community in rural Western North Carolina more visible.
What a great way to connect with each other, but to also connect, you know, across campuses, across Western Carolina, and to show that this is not something new, but it is something to be celebrated and talked about and recover, to be honest.
According to the Blue Ridge Pride Center, approximately 35,000 people identify as LGBTQ+ in Western North Carolina. Students in Roundtree's class started working on the project last semester. He says it was meaningful for his students who identify as LGBTQ+ to interview others in the community.
To hear some of those accounts and talk about how it affected them and how they felt more comfortable and that they were thankful that we did it in class.
The archive includes articles on Lavender Bridges, which is thought to be Western Carolina's first LGBTQ organization. It launched in 1985. These are now part of the university's Special Collections Library, where Sarah Steiner works.
I'm the head of research and instruction services at Hunter Library.
She started collecting oral histories from the local drag scene a few years ago. These are also part of the archive.
I was working with some people here to collect local drag performer oral histories because it seemed like an untapped area in the region, but we had such a burgeoning community, a really vibrant community of performers doing a lot of important activism work.
Steiner points out this is another way to study gender and sexuality at Western.
So it creates local content and historical context for them that's crucial for their understanding of themselves and others and the history of the region.
One of the people Steiner has already interviewed is Tyler Melvin. His drag name is Skylar Shea. In the archive interview, Melvin says drag has been a way to express the fluidity of gender and build community.
For me, when I do drag and I perform, it's about expressing an emotion, the emotion that I'm feeling at that time, and it can manifest in a variety of ways. It can be dark and dreary one day, and it can be like pop culture cheerleader the next day, and then it could be like church-going nun the next day.
About 60 students will be involved in the project in the spring semester. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.